The Greeks called it anagnorisis, a moment of disclosure or discovery, usually forced by crisis, when a character is compelled to face the truth about themselves or their place in the world. The experience tends to be unpleasant, traumatic even, breaking the soft comforts of everyday illusions. Ruben Östlund's Force Majeure, original title Tourist, pivots on one such moment, the Swedish director channeling his early career skiing videos into a drama of middle classification gone deeply, perhaps irreparably, off plan. Thomas and Ella, played by Johan Bakunk and Lisa Levinkonski, and their pair of blonde children are enjoying a bourgeois getaway at a pricey looking modernist ski resort in the French Alps. The booms of Vivaldi's Four Seasons and Mount Waco detonations hinting at disaster to come. 2 days in, the family are having lunch on a tourist restaurant when an avalanche, controlled, assures Thomas, comes racing towards them. The curious patrons start grabbing video, but when the wave closes in, the panic spikes and people start running. Ella pulls the children under the table for protection, but Hans grabs his phone and gloves and gets out of Dodge. The mist clears, it was only the snow smoke, no danger, and outlines of tables fade back into view as Thomas, showing traces of embarrassment, returns to the table, his instinctive act of abandonment obvious but not yet fully processed. It's a delicious play on expectations of disaster, physical and psychological. The rest of the film plays out the fallout from Thomas's split-second display of cowardice and selfishness. When Emma confronts her husband over dinner with friends, he denies running away, obfuscating and bullshitting about different perspectives. It's an astonishingly audacious and stupid tactic from the husband. The bewildered wife and her bullish other half circling each other in scenes of exquisite, uncomfortable tension. Silence is heavy with unspoken accusation. Östlund's interest in the evasions of bourgeois morality has invited comparisons with Michel Haneke, and in Majeure he dissects Thomas' self-regard with the cold precision of an ice pick. Hans is a particular kind of modern masculine, not bad per se, but faintly smug and distracted by work and toys. Other critics have spoken of a hilarious, satirical brutality, and there are moments of amusing obliviousness, but Majeure is not without kindness, or at least some sort of understanding. Hans is penned in and punished by his own weakness, but also by social pressure for a father protector of heroism. We react to extreme situations in ways that are not always fully fathomable. The title refers to a legal clause which excuses responsibility during unforeseen acts of God. Ella too is closed in by the assumptions of polite society. When a resort guest explains her open marriage arrangement, Ella basically interrogates her. Bafflement and mock indignation barely masking a curious sense of envy. The film ends with her making a public stand over perceived danger of a bus driver, with an element of comic overcompensation. The open spaces and tight corners of the ski resort emphasize themes of surveillance and exposure, the judgment of the neutral observer. Eager to escape his draining family, Thomas crumples up in their room's cramped doorway, visible in the panoptical design of ski resort walkways. Characters are framed in the fixed, unyielding stare of the camera, alone and slowly processing some of the difficult truths that their holiday has sprung up. To be seen is an awful thing.